الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله Start your day with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Start your day in the dhikr of Allah azza wa jal. Therefore we say all praises is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. The master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Abundance of peace, blessings and choicest salutations be upon the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious family and noble companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini Channel, marhaba ahlan wa sahlan bikum to every one of you. To this fabulous program called The Early Echo, in which we echo the teachings of the Holy Quran, in which we echo the sayings and the quotes of the pious predecessors. Today's program, in which we are going to be speaking about the wonders of the Holy Quran. So I hope that you are ready. We all are obliged to revere, respect, and love the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We are obliged to love him and treasure his muhabba and love in our hearts. And for this to grow, subhanallah, we should work around this on a daily basis as to how can we increase our obedience and love to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So this is the program in which we shall increase our love and muhabba for the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In today's program, inshallah, we are going to be listening to such an ask, which was a request from one of our brothers who had given this farmaish. Inshallah, we will try and fit in this guzarish, which we say as a request that has come from one of our brothers. So chale, we will listen to a Nati Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sarvar kahun ke maliko maula kahun tujhe baaghe khalil ka gule zeba kahun tujhe. Bada pyara kalam hai, ise suniyega. And yes, after this, when we return, we are going to be listening to a parable from the Holy Quran Pak. Please stay tuned to Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sarvar kahun ke maliko maula Oh
This was kalam ala hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi sarwar kahun ke maliko maula kahun tujhe baaghe khaleel ka gule zeba kahun tujhe lekin raza ne khatm e sukhan is pe kar diya khaliq ka banda khalq ka aqa kahun tujhe kya baat hai madine ki. We hope that you have enjoyed this amazing Nati Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which was very much rejuvenating for the souls, for the heart and mind. Early in the morning, yes, as I said, that we begin with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After subhanallah, listening to the blessings of reciting Durood-e Paak and now this Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have returned. We say marhaba and ahlan wa sahlan bikum to the viewers and listeners of Madani channel once again, especially for those who have just joined us right away. Subhanallah, we are discussing a parable from the Holy Quran Pak. Look, subhanallah, in the Holy Quran Pak, every story and every parable that's mentioned there has numerous lessons and morals for us to, you know, learn and take from. And this particular surah has amazing lessons and morals within it. And therefore we have chosen this particular topic for today, inshallah azza wa jal. This topic is such a beautiful topic and subject that the entire chapter has been named after this incident, and that is called Suratul Baqarah, the chapter of cow. Subhanallah. Abhi padhe honge, sune bhi honge, mashallah, aur jante bhi honge. So chale, inshallah, we will revise this amazing parable of the Holy Quran Pak, in which there are numerous lessons, and it is a wonderful Quranic event. Subhanallah. So what or how does this begin is actually in Surah Baqarah. The entire waqiyah and story has been mentioned, but the story is that there was a very pious person in the Bani Israel who had a young son. He had a single calf only in his property. Besides this calf, he had nothing else. Therefore, just before his death, this pious individual goes to a jungle and he leaves this calf in the wild, in the bush. And he supplicates and says, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, I have left this under your custody. I have left this calf under your protection. Having said this, after a few days, this pious individual had passed on. On the other hand, he had a son as well, was also very obedient. Allahu Akbar. It has been mentioned that this obedient child at that time, by the passage of time, grew up to be an obedient and pious young man. From child, he was obedient. And subhanAllah, as he grew into puberty, he became even more pious and better. On the other hand, the calf which he left in the bush had turned into a cow by the passage of time. So subhanAllah, it has been mentioned by the ulama and the scholars in regards to this young man that he grew up to be a righteous person. One day the mother said to the son, that, O beta, your father as inheritance has left a calf in the bush. And I am hopeful from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that by the passage of time, this calf has definitely turned into a cow. And this is what your father had supplicated, for this was as inheritance for you. So go back to that particular bush, describing the bush as well as describing the calf at that time, that this calf was yellowish in color and it was extraordinary. She described and given full description of this calf, and she said, go back to that particular bush and supplicate in this manner and say, O Rabb Azza wa Jal of Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hazrat Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, and the Rabb of Ishaq alayhi salatu wa salam, return back, return to me the calf which my father has left under your protection. So she prepped her son. The son is now all ready, and he goes to that particular bush where his father some time back, years back, had left that calf. Now when this young man goes to the bush and he supplicates, by the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, suddenly from the bush a beautiful and amazing yellowish cow runs and comes towards this young man and stands next to him. Subhanallah. So this young man then brings the cow to his home. He shows it to his mother, and his mother said to him, Beta, aisa hai ki, now that you have got this cow, and this is through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what your father has left for you, do yourself a favor and go to the marketplace, and I advise you to sell this for 3 dinars. And remember, if anyone offers you anything without consulting with me, do not sell this cow. This was an advice of a mother who was also very pious. Now the maqsad of Surah Al-Baqarah, the reason behind the surah being, or the chapter being named after Baqarah, the cow. Listen to how amazing and how vast is this story, subhanAllah, or what lessons are in the depths of the story, is that this young man, this is his obedience to his mother, ki waha bazar mein jata hai, and then a person came to him. In fact, this person was no ordinary person, but rather an angel from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who offered 3 dinars, because in those days, the cows used to sell at that price for 3 dinars. So this angel, by the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, offered him more than that and said, I will give you more than 3 dinars, providing, or with this condition, that you do not consult with your mother. Apni maa se mashwara na karo, balki main aapko isse zyada dunga. But that boy said, no, this was an agreement with my mother that I would never sell this cow under any circumstances without consulting with her. Unse mashwara karna ye lazmi hai, I have to consult with her. So the angel then said to him in the form of a human being that, well, I have offered you this, it's up to you. Then anyways, he goes back to his mother and he says to his mother that this is what has transpired. Ek shakhs aata hai, and he offers me more than 3 dinars, but since it was my condition that I should consult with you before selling the cow, what is your mashwara? So the mother says, after contemplating and reflecting over this, she says, Beta, lagta hai ki, this person was no ordinary person, but rather he may have been an angel from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why don't you ask him for his mashwara? You know, consult with him and ask him, should you sell or should you not sell this cow? So he says, no problem, mother. He goes back to the marketplace and he meets again with the very same person. And this person then said to him, yes, I advise you not to sell this cow at this moment, because the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam will come to you and they will pay you the price. What the price or the value of this cow will be at that time is that you would order them and tell them that you would only sell this cow to the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam if they give you gold equivalent और गोल्ड दैट कुड फिट इन द हाइड ऑफ दिस एनिमल. तो चमड़े निकालने के बाद, चमड़ा निकाल देने के बाद जितना सोना उसके चमड़े में आ सकता है, द अमाउंट ऑफ गोल्ड दैट कुड फिट इन द हाइड ऑफ दिस एनिमल इज द प्राइस व्हिच दे हैव टू गिव यू फॉर दिस काउ. अल्लाहु अकबर. एंड सो हैपन दैट सम टाइम बैक और आफ्टर सम टाइम ए पर्सन बाय द नेम ऑफ आमिल was murdered by his own cousins. And since he was a very big businessman, he was a famous personality, he was well known, and his cousins had murdered him and threw him, you know, in the bush. So the authorities the very next day became active and they were in search for his body. Inki lash kahan se mile, baat phail gayi. This became a very, you know, burning news in the city and town. And when they never knew how to catch the culprits, how to catch the murderers, then they came to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And when they asked Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam as to what is your mashwara, what should we do, for we are in search of the murderers of Amil. So Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam advised them and said to them, the TK, aisa karo ki go and slaughter a cow and take the tongue or either the bone of the tail of the cow and hit it on the dead person. This person will resurrect by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you can ask him who has murdered him. He will give you the name of his murderers. This entire event has been mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel and the social media, subhanallah, look at you know, the power of Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, in the entire Quran Pak or in Surah Al-Baqarah, when you go through the surah, you would realize that the questions they posed to Hazrat Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam as to how should the cow be. So in Surah Al-Baqarah, it has been mentioned, and remember when Musa said to his people, Allah commands you to sacrifice a cow. They said, are you making fun of us? They were shocked that hum kisi qatil ko dhoon rahe hain. We are looking for the murderers of a very famous personality and you advise us to slaughter a cow? So are you making fun of us? He answered, I seek refuge in Allah Azza wa Jal from being amongst the ignorant ones. They said, pray to your Lord that he may describe the cow to us. Allahu Akbar. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, he says that it is a cow neither old nor very young, but in between. This cow that now that you have to slaughter, since you have asked about the description of this cow, then this cow is not too old, not too young, but rather in between. So do what you are commanded. They said, pray to your Lord that he may reveal its color to us. Allahu Akbar. Answered Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he says it is a yellow cow, bright in color, pleasing to the beholders. This is the description of the cow. They said, pray to your Lord that he may clearly describe the cow to us. You have said that it mustn't be too old, it mustn't be too young. Now you are saying that Allah Azza wa Jal has said it must be yellow in color, pleasing to the eyes, tasurrun nazirin. Furthermore, ask Allah Azza wa Jal for more description. They were making it more difficult for themselves. And now Allah Azza wa Jal revealed to them that he says, she is a cow not made to work, nor watering the fields, flawless and spotless. This is the responsibility of this cow, that it has no responsibility. It's not made to water the fields, you know, to graze the land. It is flawless and spotless. Allahu Akbar. Have you now conveyed the proper fact? So they sacrificed it. Allahu Akbar. And now finally, when this description was given to them, according to the Holy Quran, they searched everywhere but could not find this particular cow until they reached this young man, who once upon a time the angel had advised not to sell this cow for 3 dinars. Hi, hi, hi. So when they came to him and they said that we are in need of this particular cow because it had all the features which were described by Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salam to these people. And when they were very rich and when he asked for the amount of gold equivalent to the hide of the animal, in other words, the amount of gold that could fit in the hide of this animal, they instantly and immediately had paid the price for the cow. This young man taken all the gold in exchange for that animal. They slaughtered the animal, and when they touched the bone of the tail or either the tongue on the dead person, Amil, instantly he got up and then he said, my murderers are my two cousins. Out of the, you know, greed of wealth, they have murdered me. Having said this, he then died instantly after that. And those two cousins who murdered Amil were then immediately arrested. Here, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, there are numerous lessons from this little beautiful parable of the Holy Quran Pak. Let us learn the first lesson, as the ulama say, in regards to this verse or in regards to the surah, that the possessions, belongings left over by the holy bondsman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have lots of blessings. Jaise hum tabarrukat kahe, subhanallah. You see, the pious man only left a calf under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by the blessings of halal rozi, by the blessings of leaving it under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that too in the bush, this calf turned into a cow. Furthermore, the ulama and the scholars have mentioned that the pious man left a calf under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help his son. So we learn that being affectionate towards children and leaving some heritage, you know, leaving some inheritance for them to inherit after your demise, is actually the way of our pious predecessors. One should not leave his family stranded, you know, on the streets begging, but rather you should save X amount of money, you should leave something in return for your children, for your wife, for your offspring, so that they could at least, you know, survive and they could manage their way out. Furthermore, the ulama and the scholars also mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jalla provides sustenance in abundance from the unseen source to those who are obedient to their parents. This young man could have sold that cow in the marketplace when the angel in the form of a human being offered him double the price of the cow. But what he said was, no, I would not sell this because I had made a promise to my mother that I would not sell this cow without consulting with her, without making any mashwara with her. So here, what the scholars of Islam have mentioned is that, you know, being obedient and pious have lots of barakah and blessings, that when you listen to your parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases your wealth. And when you do things contrary to your parents, maa-baap ye kahein ki bachcha aapne ye karna hai, bachcha kehta nahi, mujhe pata hai mujhe kya karna hai, I should sell my car, I should sell my belongings, I should sell my gifts which I received as presents, or whatever the case may be, hurting their feelings and doing business will never cause you barakah and blessings in your life, subhanallah. And then the fourth Madani pearl which we learn is that argumentation and debate in the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring afflictions. For example, the Bani Israel were ordered to slaughter a cow. They could have slaughtered any cow, but here they are the ones who raised questions. Oh, Musa alayhi salam, ask your Lord, what type of a cow? What size it must be? What age the cow must be? What color the cow must be? How big, how small? And etc. etc. And then these verses will then reveal that it must be tasurrun nazirin, pleasing to the eyes, it must be yellowish in color, not too old, not too young. And now they had wasted time to go and search so hard for a particular cow which they could not find. But this was in the divine plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which He then given to that young man. And in His divine knowledge, He Azza wa Jal knew that these people will come to this young man who is obedient to his mother. Look at the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we also learn that making it difficult for yourself, whatever commandments have been made, means that we should do as we are commanded. But here, when we dig and we want to know more in detail, and this is what happens when we put ourselves into difficulty. The one who gives his wealth under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal protects that wealth Himself and even provides barakah and blessings in that wealth. This is a proven fact from the Holy Quran Pak. Furthermore, the scholars mention the one who leaves, you know, his kinflock under the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal, He Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nourishes them in such a way that is beyond one's expectations. You cannot even imagine how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect and keep them. Aise kai martaba dekha jata hai ki pious people who leave this dunya, sometimes they may not leave anything behind for the family, but subhanallah, itne saal guzar jane ki baad hi pata chalta hai ki those families never seem begging on the streets, subhanallah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides barakah and blessings in their sustenance. He provides opportunities and opens a path and way for them. Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem has also mentioned that the one who takes on yellow shoes, in other words, the one who uses yellow or yellow shoes will always remain happy and will suffer sorrows readily. The one who uses yellow shoes, why? Because he says, tasurrun nazirin, the cow Because Allah Azza wa Jal said about the yellow cow that it is pleasing to the beholders. So yellow, which I have seen Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, as well as Nigrani Shura Haji Imran At-Tari Damat Fuyuzuhum, and many other Araki Nishura, and even members of this beautiful organization and movement of Quran and Sunnah, many Murideen, Muhibbeen who also follow as Amir Ahl Sunnah guides them, subhanallah. Yellow kills the pride of a person. Uske andar takabbur aur riyakari ko khatam kar deti hai. Furthermore, it causes a person not to stress and not to panic. It is no pleasing to the eyes, subhanallah. Nonetheless, dear viewers and listeners of any channel, we also come to know that the animals used for rituals, for sacrifice, jab bhi hum qurbani Allah azza wa jal ki bargah mein pesh kare, so always remember that sacrifice which you render should be in such a way that the animal should be, you know, perfect in terms of looks. ऐसे जानवर कुर्बान करें जो सही हो, बीमार न हो, अच्छे दिखने वाले हो, हेल्थी हो. They should be healthy, they should not have any sicknesses and problems, because you are giving that in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is essential and important even during the month of Qurbani that whenever we give sacrifice in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should look for such animals that are free from defects and faults. Jiske horn ho sahi salamat, in terms of its eyes, in terms of its legs, in terms of its body, everything should be fine. Why? Because you are giving this in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah azza wa jal is the one who will multiply your wealth for you. Bargaining and looking for animals, as long as the qurbani is done, and irrespective of what animal I have sacrificed, is actually not the path and not the teachings of our pious predecessors. As the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also for us to search and look for good animals. So this was basically the story of the cow, Surah Al-Baqarah, subhanallah, that we have learned how Allah Azza wa Jal revived Amil to life, and he had narrated his story and incident as to how or who had killed him and for what was the reason for him to be murdered, subhanallah. We also learn about this young man who was a pious youngster, subhanallah, who would spend his nights in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even making khidmah and serving his mother, furthermore spending his wealth on himself as well as on his mother, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by his mashwara, or by the mashwara and orders given to his mother, or in other words by being obedient to his mother, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had provided barakah and blessings in his sustenance. So these are the lessons of this unique event of the Holy Quran Park. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, I hope that you have enjoyed this. Inshallah azza wa jal, Quran se hame muhabbat honi chahiye. Yes, we should adopt high levels of muhabba and love and connection with the Holy Quran Park. Dear viewers, the entire year, the Quran that you have in your homes, we're collecting dust in the shelves, or Ramadan se qabl, shayad illa mashallah, we might take the Quran Park in our hands in the month of Rajab, as many huffaz will start making door of the Holy Quran Park in the month of Rajab, Shaban and Ramadan. Quran Park ko hame rozana padhna chahiye. Be it even a single ruku, even if it's three ayat a day. So amongst the Madani in'amat of Da'wat Islami, it is there. Have you read even three verses of the Holy Quran Park? Madani in'amat is a booklet which is, subhanallah, in this beautiful movement, every member of this beautiful movement of Quran and Sunnah, in other words, every person who's associated in this mehki, beautiful mahol of Dawat Islami, then subhanallah, he ticks, it's like a self-checklist. Today have I given charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Today have I read all my namaz, ba jama'at? Today have I protected myself from committing sins? And you would tick and tick, it's like a self-checklist. Just as you do stock keeping, likewise, Dawat Islami has provided this beautiful solution to overcome gunas and sins and for us to become obedient. Allahu Akbar. And from amongst those questions asked in Madani in'amat is, have you recited three verses of the Holy Quran Park with its translation and tafsir? Allahu Akbar. And many marakis of Dawat Islami, therefore, after Salatul Fajr, the Imam Sahib or any Muballigh of this beautiful movement of Quran Sunnah will recite three verses and recite the meaning as well as the tafsir of those three ayat. This is to actually, increase our knowledge. It's for us to know what our Rabb has said to us in the Holy Quran Park. Now, this was such a beautiful event. Have we narrated this event of the Holy Quran Park to our youngsters, our children? Why is this Surah Al-Baqarah, the chapter of the cow? the cow has to do in the surah. What a beautiful narration it is for our children to know, for our children to learn how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected the cow. How obedient was this child. You know, how this pious person had left something as inheritance for his awlad and child. So this is a story, and there are many other stories of the Holy Quran. But lekin usse qabl ki ek aur waqia hai in Surah Al-Baqarah, which we will mention just after listening to this Madani Pearl. We would now listen to a Madani Guldasta in relation to the Holy Quran Pak. As we return, we will narrate to you a beautiful parable also in relation to resurrection after death in regards to Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Subhanallah, what he wanted to see, what Allah Azza wa Jal made possible for him, and this is also mentioned in Surah Baqarah. Please stay tuned to Madani channel, as we will mention this parable as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Nowadays, it is observed that we are not very much concerned about the teaching of Quran, whereas we are very much concerned about the worldly education. Even we give time to our kids and pay their tuition fees, although the teaching of Quran is free of cost, but still we are not coming back to learn and read Quran. What is the reason behind this? Please give us some Madani pearls of guidance. May Allah bless you.
Now, the matter of fact is, there is a vast majority who feel amusements in sinning. They enjoy sinning, and they have lot of time to commit sins. They have plenty of time for heedless activities. They neither have time nor have ability to perform good deeds. So, to be honest with you, our example is like a patient. Normal people enjoy eating delicious food, whereas patient's taste changes and he cannot enjoy the food. Well, I believe you will all agree with me, won't you? As earlier mentioned example of a patient, we are so much habitual of committing sins that we have lost the taste of doing good deeds. Really, we have actually diminished the difference between mud and gold. Believe me, the matters of this world are like balls of mud. They are balls of mud, and it doesn't take them long to break. They are not durable and strong, no matter how beautiful it looks, but it is made of mud. Whereas matter of hereafter is concerned, it is ball of gold. It is also beautiful. It is good, durable, and also expensive, priceless. But we don't focus it. Hence, my dear and sweet Islamic brother, actually, our way of thinking and our family's mentality is changing over the period of time. I'm talking about vast majority. I'm not including everyone here, but yes, I'm talking about majority. Majority of the people have already made their mindset that where they have to send their child, what should be his future, which field should he take, whether he's going to take job route or he's going to do business. We really don't focus on our religion, on the matters of hereafter, learning Quran and seeking knowledge of our religion. Majority do not pay any attention towards it. Yes, we are Muslim. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslim. No doubt, we are Muslim. It's a great blessing of Allah. But being a believer of Islam, our responsibility to seek knowledge, learn to read, and correct our actions. We have no attention to all this. So our attention is very important. We need to ponder, we need to focus upon the matters of hereafter. Think what is better for tomorrow. Which action is better for tomorrow? Here, tomorrow refers to grave and tomorrow refers to day of judgment. That's what I mean. And you cannot say that the time of my tomorrow will come after 10 years, or someone says like the time of my grave will start after 20 years, plan of 100 years, unaware of next second. Meaning we plan for 100 years, but we are unaware of our next second. We never know when the time of death will come. We hear news every now and then about sudden deaths. Frequently, we hear news regarding death of young people. Now, when will you hear news regarding death of old people? You will hear news regarding old people when people will get old. Actually, a substantial number of people die before even reaching to a certain old age. It's a fact. So we normally hear about the deaths of young people, or maybe a bit mature and middle-aged people. Between the age of 40 and 50, many people die. Yes, they die. The interesting fact is, you will find very less people aged 50 or above. And then if you go one step ahead, you will find less people aged 60 or above. So most of the time we hear such news. As far as the situation of this day and age is concerned, many young people die in different issues. And many young people die because of heart attack, and the reason behind is poor diet. Cholesterol causes many diseases and many other causes of death. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us. Dear viewers, so here the important thing is to ponder over death, ponder over the matters of hereafter. And especially parents, they have to be very much serious in this regard. That's very important, that I have to rectify myself, my kids, and the people of the whole world. Inshallah, you will feel the difference.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back. Marhaba, mashallah. Ye the hamare muhtaram واجب الاحترام نگران شورا حاجی محمد عمران الطاری دامت برکاتہم العالیہ جو ماشاءاللہ خوبصورت انداز سے ہمیں مدنی پھول عطا فرما رہے تھے and we make dua to Allah سبحانہ وتعالی that he عز و جل grants نگران شورا a long healthy life ماشاءاللہ اور ہم at the same time of course we make dua but Allah عز و جل makes it possible that we are blessed in South Africa to you know be in the company of these great personalities. We hope that Nigrani Shura will bless the shores of South Africa. And once again, inshallah, Azzawajal, as the work is growing of Da'wat Islami, many, many centers, alhamdulillah, has increased. But we make dua that after things come right in terms of, you know, of, in terms of lockdown, etc., etc., Nigrani Shura will bless the shores of Durban, South Africa, and we will boost the Madani Kam, inshallah, Azzawajal. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, love the Holy Quran, Quran se muhabbat karein, isse padhein. Quran ko apnaye. The answers to all your problems is in the glorious Quran Pak. Love and revere the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Usse follow bhi kare. Follow nahi karenge, sab padhenge aur bila samjhe padhenge, phir hum amal kis tarah kar payenge? Kyunki hum samajhte nahi hai ki what Allah azza wa jal has mentioned to us, what he has commanded us in the glorious Quran Pak. So Quran se muhabbat is tarah kare, subhanallah, that you know are obedient to the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal. Mawla Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala wajhahu Kareem farmate hain ki when I want to talk to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, main namaz padhta hoon. When I want to talk to my Rabb, I read namaz, and when I want my Rabb to talk to me, to main Quran padhta hoon. Hai hai hai, kya baat hai Madine ki. Our pious predecessors and awliya-e kamilin have loved the Quran to this extent ki Ghaus-e Pak رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ نے 15 سال تک روزانہ ایک قرآن پاک کی تلاوت کی مطلب پورا قرآن مکمل کیا 15 سال تک for 15 years he رحمت اللہ تعالی علی has completed one قرآن پاک daily امام آزم ابو حنیفہ رحمت اللہ تعالی علی used to complete one قرآن پاک daily for several years take out time for the Quran and Allah Azza wa Jal will make time for you to recite the Holy Quran پاک He Azza wa Jal will make it possible for you to recite the verses of the Quran when you will make the effort to pick up the Holy Quran Pak in your hands and read what Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded you. As you know, the ulama and the scholars also mentioned, Haji Abdul Habib has mentioned here in South Africa that subhanallah, you know, there are ayat which have been revealed in the Holy Quran Pak just for you and I, especially for you. یا ایوہ الناس نہیں بلکہ یا ایوہ الذین آمنوا where you have been specified as oh believers how many places in the Holy Quran Pak Allah Azza wa Jal has said oh you who believe in other words that verse is for you to understand that what your Rabb has commanded you don't you want to know what the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal is for you because if you are a believer then you got to believe in the entire Quran Pak of course but here there is a particular verse that was revealed for you Don't you want to know what your Rabb is saying to you? What your Creator wants you to do? So here is the mocha and the chance, subhanAllah. Join this beautiful movement of Quran and Sunnah and learn, subhanAllah. Allah Azza wa Jal may provide lots of barakah and blessings for you. Aap gharo mein ho, ya aap dukaan pe ho, jahan pe bhi ho, sahih salamat rahein. Aur darood paak padha kariye, subhanAllah. As we mentioned, love the Holy Quran Pak as well. You can even keep a copy of the Holy Quran Pak in your car. Kanzul Iman Sharif translation and you can even read that in your home as well. MashaAllah, I am going through the comments of our brothers here. We see Muhammad Sadiq Sayyid is also MashaAllah with us and he has also requested وہ ایک کلام خدا کے فضل سے ہم پر ہے سایہ غوث اعظم کا منقبت ہے ماشاءاللہ. اسے پڑھنے کی کوشش بھی کریں گے انشاءاللہ. And he also asked for a نعت رسول composed by حضور مفتی اعظم ہند رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ. تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ. تو چلیں انشاءاللہ, بفور گوئنگ ٹو دا سیکنڈ پیرابل وچ آئی ول مینشن ان اے شارٹ وائل, لیٹ اس انکلوڈ دا بلیسنگز آف غوث پاک رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ ان آور پروگرام. تو انشاءاللہ اس سے اور مزید ذوق و شوق بھی آئے گا. تو مل کے پڑھتے ہیں.
خدا کے فضل سے ہم پر ہے سایہ غوث اعظم کا, خدا کے فضل سے ہم پر ہے سایہ
Allah, greatest ghawth of his time, and he is the sultan and the leader of all the awliya-i kamilin, as Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala says, jo badi qabl the ya baad huwe ya honge sab adab rakhte hai dil mein mere aqa tera. All the awliya-i kamilin revere and respect and have lots of affection and love and devotion for you, ya ghawth-e pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. So the daman-e mubarak of ghawth-e pak is in our hands, and therefore we should always hold tight onto this daman. That is to say, follow the daman, or hold the daman means here hold on to the teachings of ghawth-e pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. If you love him, you will do as he said you to do. If you love ghawth-e pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, then we would do and follow as he has commanded his disciples and lovers to do. What he has said, read the Holy Quran Pak. What he has commanded us to do, train our nafs and desires. The one who recognizes his nafs, he recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Those people who stay in the company of the awliya and the salihin, awliya Allah aur muttaqi logo ke company mein unke paas baithne se bande ko ye hota hai, ya bande ke sath kya hota hai ki wo apne aap ko pehchanta hai. Aur jisne apne aap ko pehchana, the one who has recognized himself, who am I in reality, my name is so and so. Misal ke taur pe agar main kahun mera naam Imran hai, my name is Tabriz, my name is Sadiq, so this is only my name, lekin haqeeqat mein main kaun hu. Awliya Allah used to make riyazat o mujahadat ki wo apne aap ko pehchante the ki in reality who we are. Aur jisne apne nafs ko pehchana, the one who has recognized his carnal desires or his own desires, he recognizes what he is and what his purpose of being in this dunya is, then of course then he will tread the righteous path, he will become a obedient person. So here the poet subhanallah praises ghawth-e pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. تو چلے مل کے پڑھتے ہیں انشاءاللہ محبت کے ساتھ. The poet in one share of this beautiful منقبت, he says,
فرشتوں روکتے ہو کیوں مجھے جنت میں جانے سے, فرشتے روکتے ہو کیوں مجھے جنت میں جانے سے, یہ دیکھو ہاتھ میں دامن ہے کس کا اعظم کا, یا شہ جیلانی یا شہ جیلانی یا شہ جیلانی یا شہ جیلانی.
As you can see the روضہ مبارک of غوث پاک on your screens ماشاءاللہ. اب یہ شعر مل کے پڑھتے ہیں, بڑا سرور آئے گا.
عزیزوں کر چکو تیار جب میرے جنازے کو, عزیزوں کر چکو تیار جب میرے جنازے کو, تو لکھ دینا کفن پر نام والا وا شہ جیلانی یا شہ جیلانی یا شہ جیلانی.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. چلو ماشاءاللہ, ہمارے ایک بابو ہیں, بابو refers to our سید صاحب ماشاءاللہ, who has commanded me to read this کلام, this منقبت. تو ہم نے پڑھا ہے, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts. Dear viewers, and this is our channel. Khayyam bhai is also with us ماشاءاللہ عزوجل. کیا بات ہے مدینے کی, کیا بات ہے مدینے کی, کیا کہا جا سکتا ہے, مدینے کی بات اور ہے ماشاء اللہ. اینڈ many other brothers who are watching this program right away. Yes, we are discussing another parable, and this parable is also an amazing parable. Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He asked in the revered court of Allah azza wa jal, oh Rabb, show me how will you resurrect the dead. Allah azza wa jal said, oh Ibrahim, don't you have faith in it? Don't you have faith in this that I will resurrect the dead? He said, ya Allah azza wa jal, yes I do. But I want to solace my heart. I want to grant satisfaction to my heart by seeing how the dead is resurrected, how the dead comes back to life. I want to witness this with my eyes. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then ordered Ibrahim ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam to take four birds. What are those four birds? He said, take four birds, a rooster, a pigeon, a vulture, and a peacock, and make these birds familiar with you. And thereafter, slaughter them. After slaughtering them, mince these birds. And on various or different mountains in your surroundings, you can place their meat, and they mince on various different mountains. And then have the heads in your hands, and then you should call out for these birds. In a nutshell, I present to you this beautiful and amazing parable also in Surah Al-Baqarah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam then followed the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He tended four birds, a peacock, a rooster, a pigeon, and a vulture. And then after slaughtering them, he minced its meat and placed it at various mountains whilst having the heads in his hands. And then he goes to a different place, and then he says from a distance, exclaiming, Ya ayyuhaddiku, O rooster, O pigeon, Ya ayyuhan nasr, O vulture, Ya ayyuhatta'us, O peacock. Ay, hay, hay. As he had commanded these birds to come, it has been mentioned that the meat from the mountains started gathering together, the feathers, the bones, everything assembled to its original form. The mince of the peacock goes back to the peacock, and the feathers of the peacock goes onto the body of this peacock. Allahu Akbar. Likewise with the pigeon, vulture, and rooster. And these four birds then went running in the court of Ibrahim ala Nabiyina wa alayhi wasalam, connecting with its heads. And after they connected its heads, they began to chirp, and they began to look for food on the ground, subhanallah, picking danas and food from the ground, subhanallah. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam witnessed this spectacular event of resurrection after death, his heart was then satisfied, subhanallah. His heart became so happy to see this event, because he had supplicated to Allah azza wa jal to see this event. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah has mentioned this event in these words. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قال إبراهيم رب أرني كيف تحيي الموتى قال أولم تؤمن قال بلى ولكن ليطمئن قلبي قال فخذ أربعة من الطير فصرهن إليك ثم اجعل على كل جبل منهن جزءا ثم ادعهن يأتينك سعيا واعلم أن الله عزيز حكيم. And when Ibrahim said, alayhi salam, my Lord, Azza wa Jal, show me, how will you give life to the dead? He said, Azza wa Jal, are you not certain of it? Ibrahim alayhi salam said, surely, yes, why not? But because I wish that my heart may be satisfied. He, Azza wa Jal, said, then take four birds as pets and cause them to become familiar to you. Then place a part of each of them on separate mountains. Then call them, they will come running towards you and know well that Allah is Almighty Wise. Hi, hi, hi. Now, what are the lessons from this? Listen to the amazing lessons which the scholars of Islam have mentioned. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had slaughtered the birds, minced their meat, and placed it on mountains. Then Allah azza wa jal commanded him, said, Summad uhunna, call them towards you. Therefore, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam called these four birds by their names, and at this point proves. What this point proves here, that calling the dead is not polytheism. Because if it was, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would never order his muqarrab and his close, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, his Nabi to commit polytheism, to commit shirk. Because here, after slaughtering those birds, after mincing it into meat, you know, mincing its meat and placing it at various mountains, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is commanded, ثُمَّدْ أُحُنَّ Call for it. So what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded to call for the dead? Allahu Akbar. So what the ulama and the scholars mention here is that, of course, no way possible that Allah Azza wa Jal will command his Nabi or his Prophet to commit anything which is as shirk. Therefore, from this verse, what we derive? We derive that calling for the special bondman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pious friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, when we call for them by saying, Ya Ghawth al-Madad, Ya Khaja al-Madad, when we call out for the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus, we are not calling unto the dead because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants their souls such powers which is beyond our imagination and our estimation. Dear viewers under Subhadini channel, subhanallah, a spiritual lesson which the scholars have mentioned from this verse is that these four birds, the peacock, the rooster, the vulture and the pigeon, have four ill traits. You know, they have some ill instincts. What are those traits that they have which are ill? Number one is, the scholars have mentioned, for example, the peacock is proud of its facial beauty, whereas the rooster has excessive lust and sexual ability. Whereas on the other hand, you have the peacock, you have the rooster, and then you have the pigeon, Allahu Akbar. And the pigeon is proud of its ability that it can fly so high. And on the other hand, we have the vulture, which is greedy in nature. So here, the scholars of Islam have mentioned, subhanallah, that Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam put a knife on these four birds that have these ill traits. What are the traits that these birds have? We finished mentioning them regarding the peacock which is very, very proud about its facial beauty, Allahu Akbar. Whereas the peacock has that, then the pigeon has the pride of flying so high above in the sky. And the other hand, the rooster has the lust. So these birds have these ill traits. And therefore, the awliya and the salihin mentioned that putting a knife on these four birds means that we should slaughter the nafs within us as well. Slaughtering the peacock here means that we should slaughter our pride in our hearts that I am everything. I have pride about being very handsome and beautiful. I am extraordinary. You know, I look very beautiful amongst people here, and having pride over this beauty is not allowed, dear viewers, under Subhadini channel. So the awliya and the scholars mention here that they, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, yet he put a knife on the peacock. Here we put a knife on our pride as well. On the other hand, putting a knife on the neck of the pigeon means that we should put a knife on our pride of flying too high as well. Just like they say in English, the nose is above the ear. Why? Because he feels he is everything. Maybe because of his lineage, because of his background, because of the language he speaks. No! You are nothing, because you and I, we all are created from soil. Kill the pride within yourself. This is how the awliya and the salihin, you know, they practice these amazing points, subhanallah. And they send the rooster, put a knife on your lust as well. Kill the carnal desires within yourself, and you will see so much of blessings. The vulture, which is greedy, hamare andar bhi ek hirs hai, greediness hai. So we should put a knife on this greed as well. Kisi ki tarakki dekhe to subhanallah kahein. Balki hum ye na soche ki uske paas hai, hamare paas kyun nahi hai. Be content with what Allah Azza wa Jal has given you. This is some amazing, amazing, lesson that we learned here, subhanallah. And by putting a knife on these four birds, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam attained nafse mutma'inna. His nafs became satisfied after seeing the four birds, you know, being resurrected. So yes, subhanallah, if we put a knife on these four birds as well, and we kill these traits within us, then our nafs will also attain, solace and happiness and satisfaction. Our nafs will be trained, our hearts will become better, our hearts will become brightened, the gunas will stop within us. So there is a spiritual lesson from this parable as well, subhanallah. One is the lesson that we learned about calling to the dead, and the second is the spiritual aspect of this beautiful event, dear viewers, and lessons of Madani channel. We say shukran to all of the viewers who watched this program from beginning to end. And today's program, we learned Surah Al-Baqarah, and the name of the surah, the parable related to it, and we also learned another parable, which is the parable of Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Subhanallah, we will be back with another episode of this program. Until then, stay good, be good, do good, and remember, wherever you are, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allahu, Allah, Allah.
Your day with remembrance.